did invite the leaders of six Mideast nations to come speak with the president and try to work things out, but most of those leaders will not be attending, we now know. Analysts say it's a sign that those countries are worried about U.S. nuclear talks with Iran or mad at the United States. The White House said today, this is not a snub.
Does that number present a snub to the White House? And if not, why not a snub?
I think we've identified the word of the day in the briefing today. We continue to be confident that these are individuals who can represent the interests of their country and implement any commitments that they make in the context of the meeting.
Well, take a look at the wall over here. Only the leaders of Qatar and Kuwait have actually confirmed that they're attending. Officials in Saudi Arabia say the king is too focused on arranging a ceasefire in Yemen. Then there's Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, which have announced their leaders will not be attending without explaining why. A couple of them, quote, didn't feel like it. And analysts say the ruler of Oman and the United Arab Emirates have been ill. Important to point out here, those nations are still sending other representatives to this summit, but not the main guy.